News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Working with the best team I could ask for. Copper running the board. Logan keeping all. I mean Birdman keeping all of the. I called you by the wrong name. I'm so sorry. It's on the air. Your secret name is Birdman. So we're all right. But nonetheless, keeping everything running. Those two make this show successful. So I'm saying it out loud so all the world can hear it. Copper and Birdman, you are much appreciated. Hey, listen, by the way, before I go, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, they're one of our sponsors, one of our team members. All of our team members, by the way, if you hear me talk about them, and later on you're like, what was that website again? What was that phone number? Well, go to the website, rightsideradio.org. Rightsideradio.org has got all of their logos up there scrolling on the screen of the website that Birdman has pretty much helped develop. And you can just click on them. They're live. They're hot linked to their own website. So if you click on ZLA's logo, you go to ZLA's website, which brings me to my point. ZLA's website, ZLAUSA.com. If you are looking for a job, go there. They've got jobs posted all over the state. Good jobs, benefits and all. ZLAUSA.com. At the same time, if you are an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need more folks. You need more warm bodies. Well, they can do it for you. All the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, every bit of it. That's what they do, and they're good at it. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They like to say, we don't make it at ZLA. We just make it better. So, yeah, ZLAUSA.com. Hey, man, this has been a great day here at the State House. I've been enjoying this, and there's more to come. We got more stuff on school choice we're going to be talking about. The triple dipper today was three scoops of the same thing. We literally have been digging into the question of school choice. Let me just wax philosophical here for a minute. There's three questions that I think everybody has to be willing to address. And those three questions, in my opinion, are really what drives your philosophy on education. They're really what determines how you're going to feel about any school choice bill or for no school choice bill, that matter. Here's the deal. Three questions. You ready? Ask yourself this, and then, oh, by the way, be willing to ask a politician this. Number one, when it comes to education, the tax dollars that we send to the state, are they there for the system, or are they there to educate the child? That's question number one. I will tell you right now that I believe the conservative position, I believe the position of the show, is those tax dollars are not there to feed the beast of the education system that ranks 50th in the nation. They are there to educate the child. That being said, who has the better say in the use of those tax dollars and in what is best for the child? Would it be the parents and legal guardians, or would it be the system? I would dare say the answer to that question should always be the parents and legal guardians. And forgive me, I'm not crying. I've got a tickle throat right now that's wearing me out. But nonetheless, here's the third question. The third question is simply this. What is the plan? What is the plan? Mr. Politician, Mrs. Politician, what is the plan? We're 50th in the nation. What is the plan? What do you intend to do to get education out of the bottom rankings of the entire country? Which, by the way, if you look at it, believe it or not, education in the world, the United States, is only 24th. So you're 50th of the components of the 24th in the world. That's awful. That means that I bet if you compared us to multiple other countries that were below the 24 mark worldwide, we rank below multiple more countries. That's abysmal. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, if you believe that the tax dollars that we send to Montgomery are only there to fund the system, then the child is not at the forefront of your mind. The child's best interests are not your most important aspect of education. If you believe that the system has a better say in what is right for your child, sort of like that whole situation we saw in Virginia where the failed candidacy of Terry McAuliffe was crashing and burning down when he announced that he believed that parents shouldn't have a say in that education process. Well, that was a mistake, and look how it worked out. You just heard a moment ago, John Wall, who's the chairman of the state Republican Party, said that he believes that this is one of the top three issues nationwide right now. And yet we can't seem to get meaningful school choice moving through the Alabama legislative process. Why is that? Why is that? We have a Republican supermajority. Why is that? Because the last question still has to be answered, and you're not seeing it right now. What is the plan? What is the plan? We're 50th in the nation. What is the plan? You're drowning, sir. What is your plan? Sink or swim? That's where we are. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are here for the purpose of education and education choice. We've got to do better than what we're doing. All right, we'll be right back after the break.